going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You've got Corey Majors. You have the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, we are one day away from the draft. How the heck are we doing today?
Feeling pretty good about everything. We're starting to get the chaos of, I don't know if they actually do like this guy. Well, hold on. I don't think they like this guy. Mm. Hold on. They love this guy.
We're working on a couple of fictitious trades.
They're getting a center. So like all the things that are happening right now, this is the time of season, Alec, when the real fun starts to happen. Cause we don't know. We don't know the truth anymore. There is no truth out there.
My head hurts because a lot of these, you know, insiders are putting out their final mocks and whatnot. And I read through three of them this morning and all three of them had three different players for three very different reasons.
That's how it goes.
And they all three play different positions. So I'm just like, what in the world? I don't know who to believe. And they're all using their sources and they're all doing their research. I'm just like, I just want to see what happens at this point. I'm tired of speculating because it makes my head hurt.
Yes. No, I totally understand.
Like you said, there's no truth.
Yeah, no truth.
Only lies.
Just trying to sift through it all to figure out what is what the Cowboys are actually planning on doing. And quite honestly, can't make that decision until they get to pick 12 anyway. So we got to wait it out.
Unless they trade up.
At Pluckers, they're not trading up.
Unless they trade down.
They might trade down. So again, once they get there, well, they could trade down at pick 9. Like,
true.
That's a possibility. But you got to wait on that. You got to wait to see. And Pluckers and Allen is when you'll find out. Or Pluckers in Dallas. Is that the one over off Greenville? I think that's the one off Greenville right there. And then, Alec, you're going to be at City View in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
So check out all the shows, 9 DFW locations for the Pluckers draft parties. It's going to be fun, man.
You can tell I'm already ready.
Absolutely. Kevin is always pumped for draft time. Please check out the Twitch or YouTube to understand exactly how pumped Kevin is right now. I'm not going to mention it because he wants us to mention it.
Well, that's fine. I have amazing head balance. I can keep doing this.
I'll walk around with it.
Oh, I could. Uh-oh. In the meantime, give me cut number 1. So the new look for part of the game, Texas Rangers lineup.
Infield at double play depth, and there's a swing and a line drive to the left field corner. It's a fair ball bouncing up against the wall. Smith scores. Seager around to third on a double by Adolis Garcia. The Rangers grab a quick 1-0 lead. That's his 10th RBI of the year.
They would indeed go on to win 8-5. It was the most runs the Rangers have scored in a road game thus far this year. And I'm going to take you back to our crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation. They were also clamoring for lineup adjustments. And we said, what if it starts tonight?
And we did. We did bring that
presto
up.
Presto change-o!
Yep.
It happened last night.
And look who had 4 RBI. Marcus Semien.
Man, I hate the way you say that so much.
Marcus Semien in the 5-hole doing work exactly kind of where we said, you put him here. Berger's not hitting that well. You slide him into that spot, and then he goes out there and does that. So that was really awesome to see. But, Kevin, I think the most important thing to me out of the lineup change is your first run came after in the fifth hitter.
Okay.
So
I think it was actually fourth hitter, right?
Okay. All right. So the thing is, though, you weren't two outs into the game to start the game off. That's so important for this, for any baseball game. Now, whenever your first two guys are slugging home runs to start games, yes, you're going, okay, why would I ever change that? We're scoring runs immediately and putting pressure on people. But if you can go deep into an inning and finally put a score up on the board, now you're what, 15, 20 pitches into the first inning instead of being four pitches into an inning to start a game? That's hugely important for this team.
And if you look at it yesterday specifically, it felt like the blueprint of what you'd always love from the top of your lineup in the first inning. Now, if you just hit a whole bunch of home runs, that'd be great too. But like, look at the way they started to manufacture that run. Josh Smith leads off the game because it's he that goes number one, as some people did suggest, not Wyatt Langford. Wyatt Langford goes two. My mini helmet fell off. But Josh Smith, he walks. Wyatt Langford, single. So that puts runners at first and second. Corey Seager had what you would call a productive out, ends up being a fielder's choice, and that moves Langford to second, Josh Smith to third. So at that point, you have to feel good about getting a run on the board, which for this team, well, that's a lot better than we've done in numerous games already. But instead, what you get is the Adolis Garcia, Wyatt was out at second. So Seager at first, Josh Smith at third. You get the Adolis Garcia double, that scores a run, and then you get the Marcus Semien sacrifice fly. So it was a combination of you got a big hit, a couple of big hits, but you also really manufactured at least one of those runs as well. And that kind of set the tone for, look, 8-5 doesn't feel like a blowout. It felt like once we got to the fifth inning,
it was 8-2, this game it felt was, like a blowout.
Yeah, this game was over in the fifth inning. And I was just really pleased to see how effective the top of the lineup looked straight away.
Oh, yeah, man. Because it gives you complete confidence that the decision you made was the right decision. And everybody was just kind of waiting for the moment. You bled out as much as you possibly could of what you had before. You gave everybody the chance. Everybody had their opportunities to prove that they could continue to do it. And now you're like, okay, I do feel like the Rangers love Wyatt Langford in the two spot. Like, I think not just the players, but the rest of the organization loves having Wyatt Langford in that two spot because they think he has arrived. He is ready now. You know, it's not like last year was kind of a test period for him.
Sure.
But no, he's ready for this thing now. They're prepared for that. Somebody did say, hey, look, man, let's point out that minor league baseball park has something to do with it. The wind was blowing a little bit last night. It is a hitter friendly park for sure. And it does have a different vibe, Kevin, whenever you look out into the outfield and there aren't a bunch of stands and it's not a bunch of people on top of you. It's very relaxed Sacramento, very surprise feel to it. And I think, but that being said, this is a team that wasn't producing runs and they need a confidence boost. This could be the thing. A, it's against the A's. B, it's in a hitter friendly park. And C, they needed something to bring them back to life.
Okay. And see, I'm going to disagree with the hitter friendly park thing because we weren't focused in on the parade of home runs. The thing that caught my attention is what happened in the first inning. And I don't think that had anything to do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season.
because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Do with the dimensions of the ballpark. Like, it certainly had nothing to do with the walk or the single or Corey moving the runner up or getting another sack fly. Like, I hear them on the parade of home runs.
And it was a relief to see good offense, but are you worried that was a product of bad pitching? Again, confidence for me. That's for more than anything, getting confidence and seeing pitches and seeing the bat. It's like seeing a shooter and the ball going through the net. You know, like when they talk about get to the free throw line just so you can see the ball go through the net, it's going to make you more confident. This team was starting to lack confidence, and Boach was seeing that, and that's why he changed it.
By the way, and Beto had pitched well this year before last night's game. It was small set of information, but he had pitched pretty well in the first month or so of the season.
I'd send him back out there. I'm perfectly okay with in that park. I'm okay with it.
I mean, that would be great.
Let's sit him Absolutely. Out tonight. Let's go. Yeah. Let's sit him out again tonight. Let's do it.
From the 682, can someone ask why Jock is still in the lineup? And I think that we will. I don't know the question will be phrased exactly like that. But
are you tired of
like
Jock's
that.
S? Is what we're going to ask Bochy.
Oh
today.
Man! So
what's up with this stupid green stuff?
What?
You know, all the gloves and the shin guard and the elbow guard. Come on, bro.
Okay.
If you're hitting, you can wear that stuff. If you're not, figure it out.
So I'll have to really ponder a lot of what you just said. But also, Jock Peterson has now set a new Texas Rangers record for most consecutive plate appearances without a hit. And I don't want to go full list style like Bobby Belt here, but I need you to bear with me for just a second. Jock Peterson hasn't had a hit since April 2nd. Okay? Today is April 23rd. And he's played April 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 22nd. I don't want to make it seem like he missed a bunch of time. He has been out there. He has been playing. And you go back to what Boach said about getting your timing back and maybe missing a couple of games. He missed one game. He was out of the lineup for one game. I know they had a day off, and then he was back out there and still sparing it up.
Yeah, if I was Boach, I'd walk up to him and take all his neon green stuff and say, you can't have it back until you hit again.
I mean, I don't know.
And say, you can't even wear anything to protect your body until you hit.
I don't know.
Then he gets injured, and you can just say, well, now he's on the IL, and I don't have to play him anymore.
And you know what? He has...
Listen, that was a bad joke, but...
Yes.
I would say, hey, please don't taking hurt. This stuff away until you hit again. Do something.
He has 3 hits this year and 16 strikeouts. He is 5 times as likely to strike out, and it's actually a
He's
little
not
bit more than
it,
that,
dude.
To strike out than he is to get a hit.
He's not seeing it, and you can see that on his pop-ups. He's not squaring the ball up. He has no clue what pitch he's trying to swing at. I haven't seen anything like this in the lack. I just bring up confidence again. You can see it in his body language. He is lacking confidence altogether. And I would be too if I was 0 for 41.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what they're going to do. In the meantime, my more pressing concern is what we're going to hear about Corey Seager. Now, what I think is going to happen today, I think like come maybe G-Bag, when G-Bag's on, that you'll get information about Corey Seager. I think we're going to ask Boach. I think the MRI will have taken place by then, and we're going to get we're just waiting on the results. Mm. And so inevitably, the results will come out. And I would be willing to bet, not that you need another reason to listen to G-Bag, but I would be willing to bet if you listen to G-Bag, you'll get the news about that.
Why is that?
Just because of the timing of it and everything. Why are you looking at me like that? It's not a conspiracy theory.
Seems like it. Sounds like you got information, Kevin.
No, I don't have information. Well, by the way, point of clarification. I'm sorry I didn't say this. To start this season, Jock Peterson, this early in the year, I think is the worst funk that we've seen from a Texas Ranger. No inside information. If I knew what was on the Corey Seager MRI, wouldn't I just tell you?
Kevin?
I don't know.
If you're a cop, you have to tell me.
I'm not a cop.
Do you have insider information?
Just real quick, how impressed would you be if I continued to just do this show and I was also a cop and you had no idea for almost 20 years that I was also a police officer?
I wouldn't be. Thank you, Lucy. I appreciate that. I wouldn't be upset. I'd be like, man, all this time he was protecting me, you know, and serving.
Yeah.
Protect and serve.
Yeah.
Good job, man. So far, things have been safe for me around you.
That's right.
So
you just blew my cover. Now, I'm concerned about the Corey Seager MRI. I'm concerned what it's going to look like when it comes back. If I'm probably in the space, too, where I think even if they say the MRI is relatively clean, this automatically means an IL stint.
A month.
I don't want to go that far, and I don't know that to be the case. But just when you hear Corey Seager and potential injury, but especially Corey Seager and hamstring, I immediately think he's going to be on the injured list.
I mean, my mind is already built for we're going to spend 2 months without him. Once I hear anything like that, my mind goes to you're going to have 2 months without him. Who's replacing him? I'm putting Josh Smith at shortstop for this time, and everything seemed pretty comfortable with this. Again, like you said, the Anthony Davis kind of moment where you got three quarters of the game, and then you're like, oh, crap, now we can't have it anymore. So that's the hope, is that you don't have that, but it always feels like it's going to be 2 months without Corey Seager, and I don't want that because I need this team to extend their lead in this division even more right now.
Now, for people that are asking, like I've seen a couple people say this, and somebody brought it up this morning. Why don't you just DFA Jock? So that's definitely not going to happen because
17 million?
18 and 18? A half. And keep in mind, you also have him on the books for next year because of player option. And at this rate, I have no clue why he would not opt in to that player option unless he's just a very given individual. He's like, look, I haven't earned
it. I get it.
I'm going to opt out. But then again, I like $18.5 million. So realistically, you're on the hook for 2 years and $37 million. And the issue is, this is not a team that has lots of room in terms of money. If you DFA him, nobody is going to pick him up, and you're still going to be stuck with that money. So if that's how you're hoping to get around it, it's not going to work.
Okay. Well, we'll weigh our options then, Kevin, and talk to Boach at 12:30 today.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Wait for Kevin's insider information.
I had it, I would tell you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.